I'm friends with a lot of you. I'm friends with Amber. I'm friends with Steve. I'm friends with, there's a guy. The guy that wears my face on the suit. I'm friends with him. I'm friends with Sneaky Pete back there. I'm friends with Hot Carl over there. So many friends, so many fans. Impact, baby!
Adam Hall, baby! Adam Hall, baby! Adam Hall, baby!
So, Fame, I don't know how much of the news you stayed up with ROH and everything. Well, A is WWE, so I know you probably stayed in touch with a lot of it. But the news that WWE may be buying ROH, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm not surprised, man. Like, this is Vince McMahon 101. Like, he bought WCW. I'm pretty sure if given the opportunity, a real opportunity, he would have bought ECW. I'm pretty sure. Like, they say it wasn't true, but I'm pretty sure, you know, ECW was on WWE payroll in the 90s. Like, they did ECW takeover for Raw. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had to be in some way, shape, or form making sure that it was in Vince McMahon's best interest, especially in fighting WCW, to keep ECW afloat. And Ring of Honor, same thing. Like, you could, like, all the footage from all these new guys have Ring of Honor.
I don't know what's going on with Fame's audio. I mean, he faded out there for a minute, but we're going to take some time out to introduce. This is WWPN TV. This is the first time we are streaming live on Periscope. Let me know if you guys would be interested in getting more from this from the Wrestling World Podcast Network. We're definitely looking to go into going forward, add some new content, just some new streams of stuff to go on there. So we'll see what's going on with Fame as I try to add him back in. But to keep this going forward, this is WWP in television, and ignore the little technical difficulties now. We are, as I said, we're streaming live, and this is something that going forward for our shows, Red Zone, Blue Zone, Let Me Talk to You, because they come out right after the shows themselves that we're reviewing airs, we're thinking about doing this going forward. And stay away from our YouTube. Our YouTube channel is going to be for content specifically made for the YouTube channel. But this is something we're going to be looking into going forward. Fame, you faded out there for a little minute. Get back to your thoughts on WWE and ROH.
Where did you last have me?
We last had you with, you were sure that ECW was on WWE's payroll for a short time. He started talking about Vince, and that's when it started going bonkers.
Oh, you must not like what I was saying. Well, basically what I'm saying is that if you want to make money making WWE DVDs today, you're going to need some Ring of Honor footage. And yeah, you could just pay out of pocket for it like they used to, but if you want to make a Daniel Bryan DVD, a Seth Rollins DVD, a Sami Zayn DVD, Kevin Owens DVD, you're gonna need. What the hell?
That, don't pay no attention. That's the youngest. He's back there. Who the hell knows what he got is going on? He's a demon.
if you want to make those DVDs, you need the Ring of Honor, and it's just so much easier to just own them instead of whatever it is that. Plus, you know, it's a huge suck it to Cody, like, who likes to hang out there from time to time. Or used to, right?
Yeah, for sure. The thing with this deal with ROH is that it's been a couple of different ways. It was first rumored that it was a complete buyout. Came out later that it's not a buyout, that they're more so looking to get ROH's tape library and also, for ROH's benefit, stream their weekly show on television. Now, I don't know about streaming their show weekly, because that kind of overlaps with some of the things that NXT does in this potential UK tournament, but I definitely would love to see ROH's pay-per-view stream on the network.
Listen, they better get with it. I mean, like, there's no other wrestling network, so why not be the second promotion to be on it? It's the WWE network, but it could easily be turned into the wrestling network. You know, if you have everybody's library ever, which WWE almost owns anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You're talking about a few holdouts here. Like, I mean, they even got Southpaw Regional Wrestling on there. Like, nobody has that shit.
Southpaw Regional Wrestling, that shit is hilarious. So other than that, Do you happen to follow Rebby Hardy on Twitter?
Y'all follow who?
Rebby Hardy, Matt Hardy's wife.
Oh, I heard she was saying some crazy shit, but I don't necessarily follow her on Twitter. But when you have enough wrestling followers, you get sent shit. People just, hey, Fane, what are your thoughts on this? So I know she's been talking outlandishly, but I don't know, like, what are you going to bring up?
I mean, well, she went on another Twitter tirade, and so for a brief time, I think they only made it available on their website for maybe an hour or so. They came out with the Fuck That Owl t-shirt on Matt Hardy's store online.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. When I saw that, I tweeted out, I'm like, can Rebby Hardy please be my Twitter representative? Like, any litigation I ever have, I just want Rebby Hardy to just show up, take care of that for me.
Fuck That Owl. They're going to make this a thing, man. It's going to make TNA look bad. They're already not the best. Like, WWE can do stuff, and people be like, oh, WWE's just doing it because they can do it because they're WWE. And yeah, like, if you had a big dick, you know, you throw it on people's shoulders. Like, that's what you can do with it. Like, hey, boof, my dick on your shoulder. What's up? Like, you're not going to do anything about it. You know what I mean? Like, you wish you could do it.
Yeah, but
WWE does stuff and flexes the dick. TNA does not have the dick to flex.
What started it is that TNA... or Impact Wrestling apparently went into a lot of the older Hardy's videos and added TM for trademark after it to represent that they own that trademark, and it set her off. And she and Matt Hardy have already trademarked the name Broken Matt Hardy, so the fact that they came up and wanted to act as if they trademarked that, of course that would set anybody off. Impact just looks bad here. Like, their whole management team is as much good stuff as they have been doing with the company. For this to be hanging over their head is just, it's a really bad look for the company overall.
It's definitely not what you want in a, hey, we're brand new and we're doing new shit. Check out our new shit. And then it was like, oh, well, wait, that shit that you did like that got us to this point? Yeah, we totally fucking that over. You can't afford to stay without doing that.
I mean, and they're already marketing it as make TNA great. Not even make TNA great again. Just make TNA great. And it's like you're shitting on yourself right there, right away.
I think that should have been Donald Trump's. I mean, I know he won, so it doesn't matter. But I think that should have been his tagline, make America great. Because, again, just sounds like some time in the past where things were cool. And I can't remember or read about a time where things were fucking cool.
Yeah. I mean, TNA, I think their heyday was between 2006 and 2009, where they had probably one of the best rosters ever assembled. But even then, I mean, they've always had problems. They've had problems making money the whole time they've been around. And, you know, they've had a lot of talent come in and out through that company. But I think it's something to be said that they can never lock and hold on to anyone. The one person that they have been, that they were able at one point to do that with, is AJ Styles. And it's like he got out of there and has never looked back at all.
I think AJ Styles, he was there so long. I think because he was really being made to believe by whoever, and rightfully so, because that's what you do when you have a product and you have someone that you want to keep. You have to just kind of coerce them into staying. But I think AJ was made to believe that they were really going to give WWE a run for their money, which was never going to happen. And AJ Styles, I think he stayed under terms that he shouldn't have or wouldn't have if he thought he wasn't really in that fight. And that's why he shits on them now.
Yeah, absolutely. He just, it's almost like he doesn't want to talk at all about TNA. Like, when people bring it up, it's like, I can't even believe myself I was there. Like, and he stayed there because people didn't believe in him, his size and everything of that sort. But I think that it's perfect time that he's in WWE now, because he's at the peak of his game. And who knows if he would have really got that chance in WWE if he did not spend so much time in Japan and TNA and ROH. I want to ask you, Fame, just, and before we get into the actual show, I have one more segment, but one more news item. But I want to ask you about this.
Do it.
Is AJ Styles, since he's been in WWE, how familiar with were you with him really before he got into WWE?
I knew who he was, and I knew he was great. And I saw him against Shinsuke Nakamura at Wrestle Kingdom 9, I believe. Absolutely. And it blew me away. Like, I knew the dude was good, but I didn't know he was that damn good. And he's still good.
Yeah, I mean, good is even a little understating. That man's amazing. Well, you know, I'm a super AJ fan, so I try not to talk about him on our podcast as much, just because I don't want to come off like more of an AJ mark than what I am. So I kind of entice you guys to talk about him.
The dude is enticing to watch. Like, there are certain wrestlers, and like RVD is included in this, that is like, not everything they do is smooth or charismatic or their promos might not be everything you want them to be, but in that ring, you can just watch them really build something. Like you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like you could be a good singer. You could be a popular singer, rather. You can be a popular singer, you sell millions of records, but you don't have to sing all that well. You're just really good at making songs that people can sing. And then there's a fucking singer who just blows you away with the vocals, and you're just like, oh my God, your songwriting is shit, but that note. Oh my God! You know what I mean. So it's kind of similar to that. But AJ Styles, yeah, he's definitely more than good. Like he's been able to show how good he is. But I disagree with you on that he wasn't given a chance because of his size and stuff. I mean, yeah, that's part of it. But you have like Daniel Bryan and Eddie Guerrero, guys that were doing it, and it's like Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart are like, it's not like they were the first small guy. Like, there are small guys that's been around and gotten a chance to do it. People would even say, I don't know who, because it's kind of impossible for me to imagine, but people would say, I guess in comparison to Hogan, Savage was a small guy. I think he was 6'2", though. I don't know.
Yeah, but no, I understand your point completely. But like I said, regardless of all that, is that AJ is in WWE now, and that's where he belongs. Like, regardless, he absolutely belongs there. And
my favorite bit was on the Edge and Christian show where they did "Will WWE Talk About?" Will WWE talk about the company that AJ Styles was in from 2001 to 2000 or whatever? And it was like, no, they'll never talk about it,
and
AJ
they shouldn't. Styles
was like, and they shouldn't.
So the last...
Great.
The last.
But we're about to.
The last news item that we have, we are about to talk to TNA, that before we move on, is Alberto El Patron pulled out of a WrestleCon event he was supposed to show up at to stay at home with his woman, Paige. Obviously, she's dealing with some stress after the situation from this past weekend. And I just want to ask you this, Fame, because I know you're the ladies' man. How would you console your bae if a sex tape leaked of her on the internet? What would you do?
I mean, I don't, like, it's a bad question for me because I was probably the one that leaked it. honestly, it's two points I'm going to make about this. One, Alberto Del Rio is getting no sex. None. That's the last thing Paige wants to do right now. Or, turn, maybe she's into it. Maybe she's like, yo, all those people watching me make me so hot, you know? That was a bad Paige impression, but that's good British. But also, like, this is kind of where it sucks to be in this wrestling fan mold, because if Alberto Del Rio showed up somewhere or Paige showed up somewhere in the ring to wrestle, to entertain, you know, it would just be like, you got fucked, or Paige. Like, they would just chant that shit because they can't deal with it. Like, yo, you know he know. You know she Absolutely. Know. You ain't got to, like, if they're making jokes about it, then cool, we can chant it. But if they ain't, you got to let this shit go sometimes, man. Like, you can say whatever you want on Twitter or whatever, that you paid your money, ticket, blah, blah, blah. Nah, man, just let it go. Let them wrestle for a minute. Like, let them do their thing. We can go back to harassing them on Twitter if you want, but while they're wrestling, you're going to make it difficult for them to make money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you definitely make a good point there. And, you know, hopefully, all jokes aside, we and like everybody else in the wrestling, the IWC has probably made fun of the situation or made light of it. And I mean, all jokes aside, when you think about it, this woman's had her private things leaked out and things that she probably may not even be proud of now. I mean, so I'm sure that's stressful. She's still a young person. She's extremely young. So no telling what that's doing to her psyche, her family seeing that, her brother, her sister, everybody. So it's, well, not sister, her mother. So I'm sure that's a stressful situation. But you know, unfortunately, the show must go on. I don't want to hang on this too long, and I hate to really sound cold about it, but we do have to move on.
If you don't want to do it, I'll do it. Let's keep it fucking pushing. Paige was last week.
You're sitting down, eyes peeled, ears open, and whether you want to or not, let me talk to you.
So, this episode of Impact Wrestling tonight, I don't know how you felt about it overall. There were some really good things about it to me, but it didn't live up to the show that we got last week, which I was really happy about. I know you've come back on Impact Wrestling. This is your second episode you've come on Let Me Talk to You, the best TNA podcast in all the land. But we open up today with the Lone Wolf Davey Richards versus Suicide. This Suicide gimmick, why is this thing still around? Fame, are you Suicide?
Listen, I don't, I missed the first 15 minutes here. but, nope, no, I couldn't even remember what those two were. I don't know who Suicide, no, I am not Suicide. Sounds like a bad thing. Why don't you tell me what's bad about it so I can agree with you? Well, have me a wrestling.
The Suicide gimmick itself, it started in TNA's only video game they had. It was a video game character. They decided to bring it to life. TJ Perkins was actually, he played Suicide for a while. I believe, no, Christopher Daniels was Curry Man. But so I know TJ Perkins played it for a while. Obviously, he's not behind the mask now because he's in WWE. So we don't really know who's behind the mask, but it's been one of those gimmicks always that just seemed a little too gimmicky. And I know this is wrestling and the Hardys were here doing the broken gimmick for so long, but Suicide's been one of those things that's never really quite gotten over. And it's hard when your full face is behind a mask to get over. But it just seemed like they brought this gimmick back at a time where it's like, this is supposed to be your new product, and you're automatically relying and bringing back a gimmick that no one ever really cared about who loved your product even then. So why bring this back? Why not create your own thing? If you wanted to have a mass mysterious type character, do your own thing with it. Why come back to this type of gimmick?
Right. Okay. I understand all those points. And I did hear about the video game character that crossed over into wrestling. Well, you know, I guess the thing about it is like, I'm a big fan of not doing things again, ever. Like, you never get another shot at it, for real. Like, even if it's the same match, never do it again. Don't do it again. Like, Montreal Screwjob, say what you want about it, good, bad. It happened, and it was amazing. And any other reenactment of it is terrible.
Yeah.
All the time. You can't do stuff again. So yeah, like, yeah, just don't, you know, so they bring back a character is for what? I don't know. Don't do stuff again. Do new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, in the match itself here, it was okay. I don't think it was the right match to really start off a show. Davey Richards in this Lone Wolf character. We'll see where this goes going
forward. Baron Corbin. Yeah, Baron Corbin was there. You said the Lone Wolf. Baron Corbin.
No, that's Davey Richards' new character. I didn't even put that together. So yeah, they're gimmicking and infringing there. But Baron Corbin, I wish he was in
TNA.
They're
doing the Hardys though.
So next we get a tag match with Laredo Kid and Garza Jr. with Mala Bali Shara, the person that just is the bane of my existence, against three guys that we didn't know at all. They've never been on Impact Wrestling TV before. And of course, the guys that we know went over. Cher, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He was the Rakaka King over in India, I think it was. The champion who then came over to TNA. It was supposed to be, they made this big deal about, this is my son, but they make a big deal about him coming over, and they've not used him at all. I mean, he sucks. He's completely green. Think about the most green person you've ever seen in the ring. Multiply that by 10, and that's him.
Whoa. That is one clumsy Great Khali.
There you go. There you go.
All right, so hold on. So let me, the team, who's that fat guy?
The fat guy was Fala Ba. I believe that's his name. He's from, I believe he may be a GFW import, because, you know, Jeff Jarrett's here, he owns GFW.
Right.
So I believe that's where, I'm not familiar with him. As much wrestling as I watch, I'm not really familiar with the guy. But, yeah, I mean, it was just it was four nobodies and a tag team that TNA's trying to get over.
I mean, listen, when you're watching for the second time ever in years, everybody's a nobody. So I saw Sin Cara or Kalisto or Rey Mysterio. It was one of them niggas. It was Yokozuna was out there. That was cool because I thought he was dead. I can't remember who else was out there. But yeah, man, like it was cool. Like it was weird. Watching six man tags in a six sided ring is fucking dumb. They'll never go back to the four. So I understand why, but it's stupid. They should just do four.
Well, the six-sided ring, I don't really have as much of a problem with, I guess, just because I'm used to having watched TNA for so long. I like the fact that they have something different that when you look at it, you know it's TNA. But, I mean, you hear some of the workers just really don't liking it. In that sense, I mean, why be you rely on a ring to kind of make your product known off looks? Like it should be a different feel of the product rather than just a ring. So I can understand you there. I still just like the look of it. Maybe that's just me. I like the look of that ring.
You got it, man. You got it. It makes Irish whips so weird. And more importantly, for the six man tag, the way that they're standing on the ring apron is just like, am I playing Chinese checkers right now? Like, I don't know.
Man. Well, I mean, hey, it is what it is. And I mean, considering you're not that familiar with the product, that's probably what may be keeping a lot of people from, I mean, you have to think, people who are just good old fashioned wrestling fans, they tune in and they see something as a six sided ring. They may look at it as too gimmicky and just be like, I'm not watching this shit.
And there's that too. There's always that. So, there's also just like, even if it, like, if somebody can show me why that's a cool ring, if somebody does like a trick that they can only do in a six-sided ring that they can't do in a four-sided ring, then I'll start to look at it like, oh, but that hasn't been done yet. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, for sure. Moving on next, as my son just continues, he wants to be on this podcast, I think. I think it's he's ready to make his debut. He's like, forget being quiet. I don't care. I know you podcasted this time. I give no Fs. I'm getting in this podcast one way or another, so I'm just going to make noise, and the people are going to know I'm here.
What is he yelling exactly?
Anything. He sometimes he just yells. It doesn't even matter. He's one of those kids who he has to have attention, and if your attention, unless he's doing something. If he's doing something, he doesn't want to be bothered. But if he's not doing anything, you have to pay attention to him. Otherwise, he's gonna make you pay attention.
Oh yeah.
But Reno Scum versus Decay, I think this was an interesting match in the fact that Decay has been one of the hottest acts and teams in TNA, especially over 2016, and they put Reno Scum over them. So right there, that would kind of tell me that maybe they're planning on doing big things with Reno Scum. Have you heard of Reno Scum? Are you familiar with them at all?
Reno Scum was who?
That's the team versus Decay. You know who Decay is. Decay is the team with all the face paint, Abyss and Crazy Steve. Reno Scum was the other team.
Old school Mankind, but tall. Crazy Steve and old Crazy Witch Chick. Okay, cool. All right. So, all right. Now I'm from, I didn't know their name was Decay. So I'm very familiar with old school Mankind, but bigger. AKA Abyss. I'm very familiar with him. Not so familiar with Crazy Steve. More power to him if he can get that over. I don't know if he's over or not, but for me, them calling him Crazy Steve, it just made me think like he owns like a used car dealership. Crazy Steve's used cars. He's giving
now,
them
now, now, now.
So I'm like, I can't get, and they keep calling him Crazy Steve. And I wanted to turn the channel and watch The Simpsons because it was one channel away so bad. But Josh Matthews, the greatest commentator that ever lived, keeps me entertained.
So we're going to go ahead and transition off of Periscope. As I said, this was a test so we can figure out what we're going to do going forward and we can get familiar with the technology. If you want to listen to the rest of this podcast, go to the Wrestling World Podcast. I'm sorry. TheWWPN.com. Check out all our shows. We're on YouTube. We're on Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, everywhere else as Fame just continues to just do his thing. Check us out. Thank you for joining this live stream. We're going to go ahead and sign off. Like I said, if you want to listen to the rest of this, download the podcast. Good night, people. But to get back into this Reno Scum thing, the first time that they came out, it was a random match. We didn't know they were debuting. Then last week, they had a video segment backstage where they got to show off the character a little bit more. Instantly, like the whole way that they handled that, it felt like something different, something you don't usually see with tag teams because they're real lively, over the top. So in that sense, it has me wondering what they're going to do with them. And now that they put them over Decay, it's like, okay, you guys obviously have something planned for them. And, you know, we also have LAX returning, which we can go ahead and transition into now. LAX had a match against DCC, or as otherwise you called them. What was Batman movie? Was that? What gang was that from the Batman movie?
It was from Batman Forever.
Yeah, with so.
The glow-in-the-dark boys that Robin got into a fight with. Yep.
Yeah, so.
That's what they are. I don't know if they had a name, but that's what that's exactly what they are. I was like, them niggas stayed in shape after all them years.
So yeah, LAX had a match with them. How does it feel for you watching this to see Conan on TV in 2017?
So, all right. I just started watching Lucha Underground for the first time because it came to Netflix. So me and my daughter were watching it. And Conan is old as fuck. And but I like him in Lucha Underground because he's in some old, he's an old Spanish, I got a young fighter coming in, you know, and that kind of really, so, yeah, and he's talking to some other older Spanish man going, you know, I see you got your fighter here. You know, I really like Lucha Underground. It's got a lot of Mexican flavor to it, which, you know, is like obviously in my favorite, but this is why people are afraid of Mexicans. This is 14 of them came out to the ring. I didn't know anybody's name. They all rhymed. I don't know who. It doesn't matter who was wrestling, who wasn't. I know Conan's old ass was not wrestling. But other than that, there's way too many Mexicans. They waving flags, blasting loud music. It's hard to fight racism when that's on your television. He had Conan is like 59 million years old. He's got a bandana on his face. Like, yo, if you robbed me, I know it was your, because you fucking limped away clicking. Like, yo, there's no fucking way you're going to rob. Yo, I know who it was, bandana or not, old ass Conan. I know who it was. The fuck out of my face. Like, why does he have a bandana? You way too old to be a gangster, son. Like, stop it.
OG, man. OG, triple OG.
OGs wear suits.
But yeah, so we get LAX going over here. Your thoughts on the match itself? How'd you feel about this match?
All right, all bullshit aside, with all these fucking Mexicans on the outside, yes, I can say that. I'm a black Mexican man, so don't get mad. No one's taking up for the Mexicans, don't worry about it. I like this match, but I was thinking to myself, if these Mexicans don't win with all these motherfucking advantages that they have, because, I needed these Mexicans to get the win. I needed it. Not for a Mexican reason. I just thought that they were cheating so much. How could they not?
Yeah, they outheld the heels. Yeah, for sure. By the way, I heard your phone going off here. Did you see what Andrew Bello put in the chat? It's something that pertains to you. Your Messing With Wrestling logo is done, and it's beautiful.
Messing With Wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not going to say another word about it, but I will look.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not supposed to be releasing those plans yet, but yeah, it's nice.
But you say you put the tag on it, we're not supposed to. I was just moving on.
That's a fine. I can edit that out. That's no big deal.
Or let's just do that.
But so after this match, DCC argues and basically looks like James Storm got kicked out of his own faction that he started.
His mans was even helping them, these Mexicans, get the win.
He's like Mexican. Twice. He's Mexican. He probably felt like, okay, I have to.
Orale. We all communicate with each other. I can tell who's Mexican as opposed to this is one of the advantages of being Latin. And I don't know how many other people that's not Latin can do this, but I can tell the difference between like a Dominican, a Cuban, a Puerto Rican, a Mexican, a Spaniard, like kind of by looks and behavior alone. Like, I don't have to ask. I can't get too into South America, but Central America, I got it locked down.
Sometimes I don't even know how to react to you, man. I really don't. I just look and it's just like, yeah, I got nothing. Like, that's all I can say sometimes is I got nothing.
I was hoping you were going to counter with like, yeah, you know, since I grew up in Europe and shit, I could determine a Swiss, a Polish, or something, or this person all just, you know, I thought you was going to switch it up on me, but never mind.
No, nah, man.
Than the Europeans, but we already knew that.
But
yeah.
Oh God.
Now.
Trump's gonna hire you as his personal Latin America deporter. He's gonna be like, look, what is he? He's Dominican. Okay, they're good. Who's that?
At the end, he's gonna swerve and be like, and you know, you my Mexican friend, you've got to go over the wall, over it, like, you know, it's gonna fuck me up in the end.
Hey, that's what happens when you help the enemy.
Let me tell you something. Thank me now, because if I'm in charge of deporting people, you're gonna see a lot of big booty Mexican women still in the country. It'll seem like an increase because you'll see so less Mexicans and you'll be like, oh my God, there's all Mexican women have giant asses. Amazing.
Oh.
Fame, or they can, you know, cook amazingly.
Speaking of, like, never mind. I'm not going to say it because it's going to make me sound racist as fuck. So I'm not even going to say it.
And listen, I just like threw racism on top of sexism. You might as
well. But no, the thing is, this is the thing. And you know what? F it. If I sound racist, I sound racist. But I love authentic Mexican food. Like, none of that Taco Bell shit. It's delicious. But do you know, me and my wife took some of our friends to our favorite authentic Mexican restaurant, and they were looking at it like, this isn't Taco Bell. I'm like, yeah, it's better. They're like, I don't want it. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? What? I'm like, you better eat that chorizo and shut the hell up. Like, just eat the damn chorizo and shut the hell up.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I eat Taco Bell. It's good. It's good food to me.
It's good food, but it's not Mexican.
It's not Mexican food, right? It's not Mexican food. Just like Chipotle is not Mexican food
at all.
It's a burrito, but it's not Mexican food. So I understand. I like, yeah. People be like, oh, I thought Mexican was just advanced Taco Bell. Like, no, it's not. That's not what it is.
Not even close. But that's my Hayes rant for the minute, because I love all that would be my first thing to do if me and the wife ever get a second by ourselves. No, because the kids don't like it either. And I'm like, let's go to San Jose. That's the name of the place. Delicious food, by the way. You ever come to St. Louis, I'll treat you to San Jose on me.
I don't want to come to St. Louis for Mexican food.
No, you don't. But I'm just saying, if you happen to ever be here, that's what we'll do.
You gotta take me to like some St. Louis food. I don't know what they cook there. I don't know what St. Louis is famous for, except for that
toasted ravioli. What? Have you ever heard of toasted ravioli?
No.
Okay. Bet if you're ever in St. Louis, we're gonna go to Anthonino's. I got you.
What is toasted ravioli?
So toasted ravioli is a ravioli that's stuffed with meat and cheese. If you go to because this place called Anthony's, they're known for, like, I think they created the toasted ravioli. They're real big and they're breaded, and you deep fry it for a second and bring it back up. It's delicious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm slightly turned on. Okay.
Yeah, it's delicious. So definitely I'll treat you. You should come in town for Money in the Bank in July.
That might, you see, did you see on Snapchat I'm trying to plan a vacation?
Oh, really?
I'm like, where should I go? And people were suggesting like far away places. People like, oh, Amsterdam. I'm like, yo, I got like 4 days. Like, I don't have Amsterdam time. I need like a week and a half, especially me in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I need way more than 4 days.
Yeah, you need like 2 weeks, because you're going to need a week to recover once you get back home.
Yeah, because, you know, prostitution is also legal there.
All right, we're going to move on before you incriminate yourself anymore. So next week, we're going to get Moose versus...
It's legal there, like I said. I don't do it here in America, but, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans.
Next week, we're getting Moose versus Cody. I'm super excited for this match. I don't know if you've seen reviews, seen the match, but Moose had a match over in Noah in Japan. It was a tag match. And Moose is one of those performers, and I'm kind of glad he didn't come to WWE when he was rumored to be going to NXT, because when he needs to step it up, he'll give you, he's like Roman Reigns in the sense that pay-per-views and big matches, he's going to step it up every single time. Week-to-week television shows, it's, you don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
He needs a mouthpiece, because when he talks, he looks like a retarded kid that barely missed out on autism.
There's no need for him in NXT because they already have Apollo Crews. So there's, you know, there's already a bald, muscly black guy quota. We don't need to overdo it. But as far as Moose and Cody, all right, so here's the thing, right? Everything about watching Impact, even though I have like an open mind about it, and there are elements of it that I do enjoy, everything about it makes it feel inferior. All right, so I like that Cody attacked Moose with the chair, and like I even like right before he left, his wife, he was like, oh, I'm not gonna do anything stupid, don't worry. And then he grabs the chair, and it's like, he's like, da, 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 da. Like, he knew he was gonna do that shit. Like, I love Cody as a character. Like, I've been on Cody Rhodes' side when he was taking on the Big Show for the Intercontinental title, when nobody cared about, gave a shit about Cody Rhodes. I love Cody Rhodes. I only fell in love with Cody Rhodes because I realized how good of a player he is to play with on the video game. Like, all his moves are on point. Like,
yeah.
So anyway, I started watching him as a character. Love that. Love the character. Love Stardust. Love Cody as a general. But here's the thing. When I watched Moose going up those shitty ass steps to go onto the TNA main stage, and I think about how the WWE gorilla is set up, because I've been through it before, I'm like, come on, yo. Like, I couldn't put that shit together. Like, oh, man. It's so inferior. But I'm excited for the match, because I'm excited for Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, and Cody's been killing it as far as on the mic in his time in TNA. Like, he's a hilarious dude. And you have to think, he's building up his stock. Do you put a number, a date, as far as a year, that you think Cody Rhodes is back in WWE? I said before, I think before the end of 2018.
Yeah, it's not even going to, that's a great guess, because it's not even going to take that long. He's just showing, like, hey, I could be a fucking star.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something else that I noticed during the TNA episode. All the WWE guys, they're like, whether the promo was really good or really bad, they have like an idea and they kind of stick to it, whether they get awkward or not. And the TNA guys really don't have that. They have to kind of learn it off their own merit, and it's because of those fucking classes, like. Yeah. Practicing and teaching is such a fucking crucial element, and you can tell, like, Cody Rhodes is spitting promos miles above everyone else, and he didn't have the best promos in WWE, but he's fucking spitting out promos miles above them, because his dad must have been teaching him on the side too. I imagine being Cody Rhodes's, I mean Dusty Rhodes' son, you're always getting critiqued once he was a teacher. Once you both are wrestlers and he just like, pass me the peas, Dad. Yeah, you want to pass them peas. You want to sell the peas. You know, like, like I just imagine that whole situation. You want to sell the peas, Daddy. You want to sell it.
So, and that just as a side note, because I love Dusty Rhodes. Who's your all-time favorite wrestler?
Who's my all-time favorite?
Yeah. You can give me top three, because I know it's hard. It's hard for me to narrow down to one. Top three.
Okay, I'll give you top three. And, like, once I do it, you'll be like, oh, this kind of really explains a lot about you. It's, like, HBK, The Rock, and Rick Rude.
That's you. That, yeah, I mean, you said that and it makes sense. That's basically, in a sense, I'm not saying all the way, but that, yeah, I can see that. That makes sense. So my all-time favorite, Bret Hart, Roddy Piper, and then it's like it flip-flops between AJ Styles and HBK, because I absolutely love HBK. I just wish he wouldn't have missed so much time with injury.
I mean, it's only 4 years.
Yeah. To me, it felt like, because I was so much an HBK fan, that 4 years he was gone, it felt like 10. Because it was like every show, I'm like, HBK is going to come back. Every pay-per-view, oh, HBK is going to come back out. And then when Triple H was reaching the top of his game, I'm like, oh, HBK is going to come back and super kick the shit out of him one day. And it just never happened.
I don't know. Like he was out of the ring for 4 years, but he was always fucking showing up. So yeah. I really didn't really notice. Like, I didn't even like and I was young at the time, so I didn't even really notice that he was not there or that he could not wrestle. Especially when he joined the NWO.
Yeah. That was an interesting time when he joined the NWO. But HBK, I think, hands down, is one of the greatest. And then right outside that top three, Stone Cold. Because I think that, you know, when you have, as a kid, it's kind of hard to go back and battle that nostalgia from when you were a kid. And I think because literally Stone Cold's rise coincided with me being conscious enough to remember wrestling. And so it's just, I've always had this thing with Stone Cold that I just thought he was the most amazing thing ever. Like, he was coming out, middle fingering people, giving them stunners. Man, woman, or child, it didn't matter. You were getting a damn stunner.
Yeah. Like the Rick Rude kind of flip-flops with Triple H, I would say. Because Triple H has got to be the man. And a lot of, like, he wears so many hats, that's why he gets so much hate. Like, if he was just a straight wrestler, it'd be different. Like, if he was just a member of the company, his career would have went differently. But he made sure it wasn't. Like, he cemented his legacy way better than almost way better than anybody else. The Rock being the only exception. But The Rock is exactly what Stone Cold, exactly what you just said. Like, The Rock, as soon as I saw him, I was like, this guy is hilarious. But he's also so rude. Yeah. He's so full of himself. He's so sure of himself. And I was like, I need that in my life. And it's been a part of my life, man. Like, The Rock taught me how to be confident. Like, The Rock didn't always win, but he always fucking made you believe he was about to win.
Yeah, Rock is great. Rock is absolutely great. All right, we spent a lot of time talking about WWE, guys. Yeah, let's get back to Impact Wrestling.
Let's do it.
ODB. ODB had a match with
Rebel. Oh, this was fantastic. Oh, my God. This was great.
So take this it away. Great. I'm going to let you break it down. Take it away.
Oh, man. Like, oh, my God. This chick Rebel, this hot chick comes down to the ring. And then this crazy, like, this woman Stone Cold. She comes with a flask. Her name is ODB. Like, what's it? Old Dirty Bitch?
Yeah. One Dirty Bitch or something like that.
Okay. She's got fucking huge tits, and she's out of like she's showing her panties, but she's like touching her cooch. Like, I don't know what is happening exactly, but I'm like, yo, who is this chick? And like, how can I watch her wrestle more people? So like, the match is like pretty much standard for a while until Earl Hebner just fucking Like, the referee, Earl Hebner, at like 80 years old, I don't know why he's still wrestling. Why he's still refereeing, rather. I don't know why he's wrestling. Why is he still refereeing at this age? He probably, I hope he doesn't need the money. But what happened first? He, like, kissed Rebel. Like she was arguing with him because she kept arguing with him because she couldn't get the three. And, yo, like, what the hell was that? He kissed her and everybody cheered, and it's like, yo, this is clearly like sexual assault. Like, he's old. Like, this is scary to watch a little bit. And then to lighten up the crowd a bit, ODB kisses Earl Hebner and he does the flare flop like he's never kissed a chick before. ODB gets the win too. She gets to whoop ass and kiss Earl Hebner, who's taking shots from the flask. Like, yo, and he's got, like, a cowboy hat on. Like, yo, it was the most outrageous but, entertaining segment. Like, I know wrestling heads hated it, but I fucking loved it. It was so funny.
And to put some color to this, I know you're familiar with Eric Young from NXT now.
Yeah.
Him and ODB dated for a long time. Can you see that?
In real life?
In real life. That
shit.
I would have loved to go to dinner with that couple and just sit there and just be like, how is this gonna go down? Like, what's happening here?
She's probably really funny. Like, she's probably like a fucking blast to hang out with. Like, legit. Like, a real good time. To come out and do that, she's gotta be like, I don't give a fuck what I say. I got no filter. I'll say anything. I would love to hang out with her. And I like to also, you know, throw my D between the titties, like, just, you know, just to see what happens. Just see what happens.
Hey, you already said before in one of our podcasts, you know, you got to try it to see what happens. You never know.
You got, like, that is, like, but that's advice for life. Like, not just dating or anything, like, try it. Like, if you want to do it, you should try it and see what happens. You might fail, but that, at least you know.
Hey. So we get a backstage segment after this with Bobby Lashley and Bruce Pritchard.
Oh, this shit was weird.
It was strange. Like, it was like that weird, like, old man, like, from Family Guy that kind of obsesses over the other people as they walk by. Like, it just seemed like he was just in awe.
I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not familiar, like, I know that he was in WWE, but it's like, yo, like, something about Bobby Lashley and his bald Geodude looking head and his voice.
And he has no eyebrows. Why does he shave his eyebrows off?
And he's just like, yeah, like, I was a champion. Like, I was an athlete. And it's like, his voice is so, like, I'm just saying, Lashley is a serial killer. He's gotta be. He gotta be a serial killer. He's so weird. His eyes are so big. He has no eyebrows. Like, hey, I don't know what's happening exactly, but he freaks me out. He's weird. Like, I wouldn't want him at my dinner table. Like, ever. And this long, extended conversation just made me feel, like, more increasingly uncomfortable.
Yeah, and, I mean, I definitely can agree with you there. Lashley is an interesting cat. We move on to a match with Bobby Lashley versus Jake Holmes. And, I mean, it was a squash match. It lasted 1 minute and 58 seconds. So I guess we're getting our champion looking strong here. I don't know. How do you feel about a champion of Lashley stature getting squash matches? Like, you're already the champion. Should he be getting matches that are less than 2 minutes?
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, it was a good place to put him in. Like, you could have had him just do the interview, but it's way more impressive to have him do the interview and then totally beat the shit out of somebody. Like, although I felt like he should have squashed him quicker. Like, the dude ran away from the spear, which means he was aware of it, which means he wasn't doing a very good job of being knocked out. So maybe Lashley is not as tough as he thinks he is.
Yeah. That'll be an interesting story if they decide to tell it that way, but I doubt it because TNA.
Oh, no, obviously. That's some nitpicky shit that I picked up on.
So we get what is ended our show, what I guess was the main event, and that's a return. I thought Dixon
Carter was coming back.
I think that's what they were trying to make it seem like it was going to be. I think that they were hoping that we were all going to expect that. But considering that anyone who watches TNA probably follows all the news, we know there's no way in hell that Dixie Carter's coming back. But we did get Karen Jarrett. Still, she hasn't aged any since the last time I've seen her in like 5 years. But you looked around. Are you paranoid? Is somebody coming to get you?
Oh, no. Somebody is coming in and gotten me.
Is that ABL?
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Tell her I'm still waiting on my video. Like, she told me that it was coming.
They took my video down.
They did. Oh, really? They knocked one of her parodies down.
Why?
I'm trying to fight it. They claim Universal Music Group. Apparently it's like a thing. Like, people all over YouTube hate them.
Wow.
Because they claim it's not theirs. And YouTube does nothing about it.
Big thing.
It's real. It gets real. But Karen Jarrett returned as we transition back.
Right.
Somehow, freaking the best announcer ever in the history of announcing gets involved in this.
I feel like you're a bunch of sarcasm. But I personally did not care for Deborah 2's promo. And yeah, I'm going there. I called her Deborah 2. You heard me. I don't know who would take offense to that exactly. Maybe Stone Cold, but no, he's not married to her either. Hey, is Deborah single? Do those puppies still hold up though? She's got to be like 100.
Nah. Anyway, I doubt it.
Well, she can have a lot of work done. Anyway, yeah. So Deborah 2, I was not amused by anything she said. Like, I don't know, man. She was weirding me out too, man. I'm not familiar with her, so I don't love her, and I don't know why everybody else loved her so much. And they chanted Fire Josh, which I thought is a bad move because that dude is hilarious. And yeah, I'm glad that he got involved, although that extended talking really ruined, like, he's so small compared to the rest of them, and he's, like, awkward because he kept, yo, like, the first rule of stage, you can't show your back to a camera. You can't. And that's all he did. And that just showed why they're the inferior show. Amongst other things.
Amongst other things, but he did mention here that his wife knows more about wrestling towards the end of this. And, you know, his wife is Madison Rae. She's actually accepted a new backstage. What? Yeah.
That's his wife.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. I imagine this is what a lot of wrestling fans felt like when they found out that The Miz married Maryse.
Well, and I do want to you. So you, I know you say you're not familiar with Karen Jarrett. You do know who her ex-husband was, right?
Deborah too used to be Mrs. Kurt Angle. Yeah,
exactly.
That's really, really fucked up.
Yeah, considering that, you know, she basically left Kurt Angle for who was his boss at that time because he owned the company. I mean, I'm not saying she left him for him. I'm not speculating to that, but whatever happened there, she ended up with Jeff Jarrett.
But listen, I'm going to throw a little query, a little something for you to think about. Check this out. So Hulk Hogan was in that sex shit with Brutus Beefcake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Karen Jarrett and Angle and Jeff Jarrett, and we don't know where that really... Paige, Brad Maddox, and Xavier Wood. You see where I'm going with this? In wrestling, yo, there's a fucking sex circle in wrestling. If you're in pro wrestling, there's a sex circle. Kelly was once rumored to be in that sex circle. Like, there's a sex circle. I don't care how far you go back in wrestling, there's got to be a sex circle. Mae Young probably had video, like, they probably had fucking, like, old snapshots. You know that shit where they got to, like break the bulb itself, and that's how they take pictures. They got Mae Young on a couple of those. You know what I'm saying? Like, that. I bet you there's record. I bet you there's Terry Reynolds. I bet you she ran in that circle. Like, yo. I'm sure of it. Like, there's a sex sorority, sex fraternity, sex group. I don't know exactly the word I'm looking for. Society? Sex society. Stupid. In wrestling itself, man.
Sex sorority.
Right. That's all. That's all boys. There's probably both.
It's probably like their version of the pay-per-view preview show. It's like, let's all just get together and just have a bunch of sex. You know, it'll loosen us all up. It doesn't matter.
That's weird.
It is weird. But wrestling is a weird business.
Yo, like, I mean, like, yo, China, Triple H, X-Pac, like, where does that shit get started? Like, why is it cool to, like, smash and date your friend's ex? Where is that cool? In wrestling, that's where. Wasn't Chris Benoit's woman somebody's woman? Wasn't she woman?
Yeah, and she was married to Kevin Sullivan, I believe, so.
Hey, you see what I'm going with? It? Yo, Matt Hardy, Edge, Lita, yo, I can keep doing this.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on. What, Mickey James, John Cena?
There's no third man.
Oh, well, yeah, she's married to another wrestler now, but I guess they...
I got one. John Morrison, Melina, Batista.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, I'm on to something, Hayes.
Yeah, you are. You are. You just got to find that evidence of the Macho Man Stephanie McMahon thing, and then you're the man.
We only found the first few minutes. I heard it's gonna debut on Messing with Wrestling.
But I mean, that was Impact tonight. We reviewed the shit out of this show. your rating for Impact tonight?
Raven, Tommy Dreamer, and that girl. Damn it!
And that girl.
Because I had a WCW one. I'm trying to think of an ECW one. Anyway, my rating for to Impact Wrestling, I'm gonna give it a 6. I didn't enjoy a lot of it. I was confused. Yo, wait. What was the match where the man hopped over the other man and stomped his face into the thing? That was a really cool looking finisher we didn't talk about.
Oh, yeah, that was the Reno Scum match, I believe, wasn't it? No.
They did it, you're right. They did it to Crazy Steve's Emporium Warehouse. but that was a really cool finisher. It was highly original. I think somebody in the WWE should steal it.
I mean,
if they don't do the umbrella thing, that'd be a really cool finisher for the Extraordinary Gentle Monsters.
That tag team has to, at some point in their career, those two people need to be together, man.
Oh, we got a bunch of time, too.
Oh, yeah. They both still have a lengthy career ahead of them, and I don't think WWE's getting rid of either one of those guys anytime soon. I don't know. They could be the new team, hell no. Like, it could be that damn entertaining.
Oh, it can be. I think it could be bigger than that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so as far as ratings for me this week, I'd have to give it... I think I'm right there with you. I think it was a 6. I wasn't really too enthralled with anything on the show. Nothing really stood out to me. I like some of the story elements of this show, but... Overall, it was just kind of... It was a show, man. It was a show.
They do... Listen, for everything that... everything bad or negative that I say about Impact Wrestling, they try hard. Like, not everything works. Like, they still had that dude from the 80s selling t-shirts. You know. It's weird watching a commercial. Also, I don't know if you get this, but in the middle of my commercials, there's like... Grandma, what's wrong? Oh, my knees don't work like they used to, baby. Right, and it's like, get a knee brace, and at the end of it, she's like, Grandma, I can't keep up. Maybe you need a knee brace. Right, like, no, but such an old ass down girl, you could just hobble a little bit faster than you normally. You still ain't beating no child to anything. Also, who was watching TNA Impact that needs this knee brace? Like, old wrestlers, maybe. Like, I don't know who else would need that commercial.
Yeah, yeah. As my son is just going off in the background yet again. So we're going to go ahead and close the show. Fame, tell those people where they can find you.
Oh, man, listen. You can find me on Instagram at Fame Black. You can find me on Twitter at Fame Black. You can find me on YouTube at Fame Black TV and Fame Black Snapchat. But most importantly, you should find me on Snapchat at Fame Black. Entertainment coming every single day. Like, I never stop. I'm always talking about something. I'm always doing some new stuff. The Karaoke Hour, WCW is returning in a week, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. And a new show to debut. So I'm really excited about it. Fame Black on Snapchat.
Ah, new shows. ABL is still on my shit list until we get a new video up. I'm just letting her know that. I'm going to be bullying you verbally.
These videos are hard, man. fake, man. You know, that's like Dave.
I know, Dave. I know. I just like giving a shit about it.
Terrible.
It's cool. I can take it. Whatever.
That's what Paige said.
Oh!
Wow.
She was more like, whatever. I could take it.
Yeah, but all right, people. You can follow me at CEO Hayes, but go to the website. Go to thewwpn.com. thewwpn.com, where you can listen to all our podcasts, follow all our hosts, interact with us, leave us a voicemail. We're going to go ahead and sign off. And like I like to end every podcast on, we love you and thank you. Good night.
WWPN is good for you, bitch. Swallow it.
Find me in the sun.